both singing and spoken word, done some acting.
Well, he always comes, that hat, he'll come back again.
That's so true. All right, so that's what we're talking about when we've been referring to this. If you're listening right now on the live stream, then good morning to you. If you've registered your account, you're listening in the free Mix app, you've downloaded that Mix app because you're a smart, intelligent person, and of course, you have done that not only because you can then listen to the Mix all day long, just leave it on and look at your life as just like a bright and wonderful, but also because you could win some crazy prizes, which we'll tell you about after we tell you that you might be Joanne in Volo. Yo. You might be Tiffin in Bartlett, Helen in Naperville, Vicky, who is in Glenview this morning, Gigi in Parts Unknown, Drew is in Hammond, Indiana, along with Sid, with a C and a Y, C-Y-D, in Mundelein. Now, you can win some hot prizes like these. Here's Chris.
Get your tickets to see James Bay live, or how about a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin, where he's going to screen Home Alone, and then he'll sit and talk to the audience, a little Q&A, all about the film. That's happening on December 6th, right as you dive deep into the holiday season, so that's perfect. Also, if you love the holidays, get a $25 Tree Time Christmas Creations gift card to go see our friends at Tree Time in beautiful Lake Barrington. And win your passes to the Morning Mix Holiday Pop-Up Party. Plus, you will need that free Mix app tomorrow to win your Billie Eilish tickets on the Mix.
Beautiful all the way around. Moving to sports. Blackhawks host the Red Wings tonight. Bulls in Dallas tonight. Bears not play until the weekend, but they did trade Khalil Herbert to the Cincinnati Bengals. Mixed weather. Mostly cloudy with a chance of nothing. Mid-50s. There's not a chance of anything. Before we get back down to the low 40s later. Right now, 51. Weather brought to you by Ashley Furniture. Ashley Furniture shoppers. The Black Friday sale is going on now at Ashley. This is their biggest Black Friday ever. You buy more, you save more, up to $1,000 off your entire purchase. Shop Black Friday deals. That's right, Black Friday deals at at Ashley. Sorry, I lost my place just for 1 second. Coming up in your next Mix News, millennials spend 60 plus hours a week doing what? You won't believe it on the Mix.
And the Morning Mix Situationship is coming up next, because in all relationships, we find ourselves in a variety of situations. None may be more troubling than... Wait, was that a compliment? It's that moment where your partner says something to you. You're like, are you... Sorry, you're... Is that a compliment? I don't know. Is it? I don't know. And then even they don't know if what they said is a compliment.
Right.
Have you had this moment? Is that a compliment? What did they say to you? 312-233-1019. You text to us. What was the quote-unquote compliment that they gave you or tried to give you? We will call you back and we'll get the whole story.
You usually don't look good in dresses, but that one looks good. That one's decent. You usually don't look, you know, that's not your thing. Oh. You know what I mean? Thank you.
Thanks, hon.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll buy more of this one, I guess.
I guess I'll keep buying these. Text it to us at 312-233-1019. It's the compliment they gave you where you had to stop and go, is that a compliment?
Thanks.
You know, usually your breath doesn't smell this good in the morning. What?
Well, it's morning, but thank you.
You do look better with a little weight on you.
Oh, wow.
What? Oh, I'm saying you don't know what idiots say. Text it to us at 312-233-1019. What is that a compliment that they gave you? And we'll call you back and get the full story. So keep your phone handy. Text the compliment to us at 312-233-1019. The Morning Mix Situationship is next on The Morning Mix.
WTMX FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago.
Physical kryptonite, helpless to the face.
Good morning. It's the Morning Mix.
7:06. And I just wanted to bring this up really quick because I forgot. You mentioned, we talked about Macaulay Culkin, how he's going to be here for the Home Alone thing.
That's right.
You talked about who the Bears are playing, the Bengals, correct?
They traded Khalil Herbert.
Oh, they traded.
The
That's what it was.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Did you guys see his Halloween costume, yes. Macaulay Culkin?
Oh, wait. Did he go as Joe Burrow?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I think he's got the same haircut or something.
He does.
Right?
We were sending that around. I know it's past Halloween, but that was one of those where we were like, did you guys see how? I love when celebrity. They can actually make fun of themselves.
Yeah,
of course.
It's
funny.
Yeah, who's the quarterback for the Jaguars? Lawrence, what's his name?
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. He's got long hair.
Yes.
They got an ad with him now where he's wearing a bald cap, and it's all about how now with DirecTV, you don't need a dish on your roof. So he's like, you don't have to put anything on your roof. And they put him, so he's bald, but then he still has the shoulder-length hair on the side.
Yeah, he's got luxurious hair.
He's like, yeah, you can get it in an app now, so you don't have to put anything on your roof. And it's like, it's hilarious.
That's
I love
funny.
When celebrities don't take themselves too seriously.
Especially because Macaulay Culkin for so long did. You know what I mean? And now you're like, he's leaning into it.
Right.
It's fun.
I think his breaking moment was when he did that video where he just ate a piece of pizza and stared at the camera. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh my God. It was maybe 10 or 15 years ago. There's a YouTube video. It's Macaulay Culkin at his apartment and the camera's on him and he just sits and eats a slice of pizza and it's the whole video.
Yeah.
And I think at that moment it was when he was like, who cares? And maybe around then Mila Kunis left him because they were together for a long time.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And now she's married to Ashton Kutcher. So,
that's
life goes on even for celebrities. You can imagine that at some point Mila Kunis said to him like, man, you were a really good actor when you were a kid.
What do you mean when I was a kid?
Is that a compliment? What is that?
I was just in like a Party Monster or whatever.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's my serious role.
You didn't see that?
What?
You were with me at the premiere. What are you talking about?
Okay, here's the situation. Situation.
We should get to the situation room.
We're going to take you to the situation room.
Everyone to the situation room.
This is a you help me help you situation.
Is that supposed to be a compliment? Welcome to the Morning Mix Situationship. Every morning around this time, we find out what's going on in relationships because they always put us in situations like the moment when they offer you a compliment. Is that supposed to be a compliment? No. You'll fit in them again one day. Let's keep them. What? Is that a compliment? What do I do with this information? These are real people who have had these actual compliments, quote unquote, said to them, like Molly. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Molly, I don't even know how you react to this. Now, who said it to you?
My husband said this to
me. Okay, and how long were you together at the point that he said this?
We've been married a year and a half at that point.
Okay, at that point, a year and a half. So still time to get out. Now, Molly, what did he say to you?
Our foster dog was only cuddling with me, and for some reason he looked at me and he goes, you know, she really likes to cuddle big and fluffy things. That's probably why she likes you. And I was like,
So how long ago was this? The statement.
This was like December of last year.
Okay.
Now, did the dog help you bury the body?
He dug the hole.
Yeah, oh, good. So, Molly, when he said it, did he have that moment where we all do when maybe you took a spoonful of soup too soon and it was a little too hot? Oh, God. Did he have that reaction, like, knowing what did I just say?
No. He smiled. Like, he was sincere, and I just stared at him, and I was like, really? I'm big and fluffy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it took him several minutes to realize what he said.
Okay. That's amazing.
I just love that this quote has been hanging with you for a year.
Yeah, literally.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to let that one go anytime soon.
Nope.
Oh, he likes to cuddle you because he likes big fluffy things.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, right.
You can imagine how quiet the room got. Jen, they made a compliment that wasn't really a compliment. Now, who said this to you, Jen?
So, this was my husband, but we were just newly dating at the time.
Okay, so somehow you make it through. Now, what does he say to you?
He said that I had catcher's thighs.
Catcher's thighs?
Yeah, like catcher in softball.
Yeah, they're squatting a lot, so their thighs are strong.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was a way to say thick. Yeah.
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 Now, let me ask you this, Jen. Was this in a romantic moment? Like, were you guys, you know, in the midst of romance? And he was like, oh, baby, you got those catcher thighs.
Yeah, he was like rubbing my legs. He's like, wow. He goes, you got like catcher thighs.
Well, the way you say it makes it sound like he said it like in a negative way. But I imagine he meant it kindly.
He did.
He meant it as a compliment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like, why don't you...
Moment,
It didn't play the same way.
Right. Too sure.
Yeah, right. But you guys got through it?
We got through it.
Okay.
Do you still joke about it?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah. But the funny thing is, like, I was a catcher in softball.
Okay.
I was about to say, does your work have a team or something? Ah, are you a catcher? Yeah.
Now, he's a thigh guy, it sounds like.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's happy.
So every time he walks by you, is he slapping your butt, like, all the time in the house?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you should be very happy about this, right? So have you come to embrace it and maybe embrace him a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, there we go. Okay, good. But you got to think in the moment, like, oh, wait, I didn't mean that the way I said it.
Catcher's thighs.
What? I'm not saying maybe you go put on your chest protector.
What? What is it about you that reminds me of Carlton Fisk? I can't put my finger on it.
Hey, really quick, can you pick off the guy at second real quick?
What?
I just want to see you pick off the guy at second real quick. Go ahead. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Megan, you were given a compliment that wasn't quite a compliment.
No. When I was a server in college, I would tell people that I was going into education to be a teacher, and they'd be like, oh, you're too pretty to be a teacher. You're too smart. Why would you want to do that? Like, we want to have dumb people teaching the future.
So multiple people told you this?
Yeah, and you could tell it was, like, them trying to, like, flirt.
Right. Can I ask what kind of restaurant it was?
It was a hometown bowling alley.
Okay, so regular clientele would tell you. Did you have some people that were there regular that made that compliment to you multiple times?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot,
like,
Kyle.
They're like, "Are you sure you want to be a teacher?" I mean, and I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah,
committed."
Because you could come live with me in my truck.
Yeah,
that's kind of the follow up.
What a weird.
Like, I don't know. I'll stick with education.
Yeah,
so I don't have to deal with people like you. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That is so bizarre.
Man, if Joel one night was just like, ooh, catcher's thighs.
Like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. You say that to him, don't you?
Yes.
Be careful out there. If you're gonna make a compliment, make sure that it's actually a compliment.
Okay, here's the situation.
We should get to the situation room.
We're gonna take you to the situation room.
Everyone to the situation room.
This is a you help me help you situation.
You got to be careful of the compliments we couldn't even get to. Like, I recently lost 40 pounds, and my husband was like, "You're so hot now."
Oh.
What was I before, jackass?
I'm turning blue. Please don't save me. Nothing left to lose. I thought.
Eilish right there. Full details on how you're going to win your Billie Eilish tickets at this time tomorrow. But first, let's get a look at these rows.
Yeah, you got to get the app.
That's right.
And that's how it all starts. And you might have time, unfortunately, if you're sitting in traffic right now at the Tri-State Tollway. We have an accident. The left lane is blocked northbound past Ogden. It was 3 lanes, so it's down to 1, which is a little better. So there is solid traffic from Archer, though, going on there. And then southbound, same road here on Tri-State Tollway. We have a disabled vehicle in the right center lane is blocked around St. Charles Road. So problems in both areas right there. Inbound Eaton's 21 minutes. Lake Cook to Montrose. Outbound 21 as well. Inbound Kennedy an hour 6. O'Hare to downtown 55 on the reverse. Inbound Eisenhower 48 minutes. 390 to the old post office. Outbound 42. Inbound Stevenson 41 minutes. 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive. Outbound 32 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan 36 minutes from 95th to the interchange. There's some slowdowns in the express lanes. Kind of in between like 59th and 55. So there's a little slower there in the express lanes. Maybe just take the local. And then outbound 12 minutes. Let's quick look at traffic from the Mix app, which is free, which is where you go to get those Billie Eilish tickets.
That's right. So tomorrow, this is how it's going to shake out. At this time tomorrow, we're going to give you the first code word of the day. You're going to open the free Mix app, tap on the photo of Billie Eilish, and at 7:20, enter the code word. You'll have 20 minutes to put in the code word. And then we're going to call the winner and give them their tickets. Yesterday, Yelena from Chicago won her tickets, and then Jeff from Glenview, Maya from Chicago, Kristen from Warrenville, Ashley from Portage, Indiana, Jennifer in Round Lake Beach, Wendy in Westchester, Denise in Skokie, Peyton in Valpo, Indiana, and Daniela in Shorewood. 10 of them won their tickets yesterday to see Billie Eilish live at United Center. You can be one of the winners tomorrow to take that pair of tickets to see Billie Eilish live November 13th or 14th right there at United Center. So be here all day tomorrow. 24 hours from this moment, we're going to give you the code word. You're going to enter and you're going to win your Billie Eilish tickets with the Mix.
It makes me laugh. I'm in the car and I'm like, I hope I don't have to go to the bathroom because I'm going to pee in my pants.
The Midday Mix with Lisa.
I just love your show.
Hi, the Mix.
I once rode a roller coaster with you and stole an entire pizza for you.
Oh my God, that was you?
Yeah.
Listen to Lisa all day while you work.
I just love the music.
Join the club, honey. Me too.
The Midday Mix with Lisa.
I love her.
Weekdays 10 to 2.
Dude, now you're talking.
On today's Variety.
That's my station, baby.
101.9 The Mix. Listen to The Morning Mix on Alexa.
You don't even need to lift a finger.
Just say, Alexa, open 101.9 The Mix.
Now playing.
Today's Variety.
101.9 The Mix.
Hey, it's Chris from The Morning Mix, and if you're looking for an amazing night of fun and entertainment this holiday season, look no further than Blue Man Group. They will ignite your spirit with humor, spark your imagination with curiosity, and move your entire body with music. Experience a spectacle of light, color, and pure energy, all wrapped up in an amazing evening of entertainment you're never going to forget. Stunning new visual upgrades and an expanded holiday schedule, Blue Man Group is perfect for your entire family. They're now playing at Friar Street Theater. For tickets, head to blueman.com.
Your business needs a network it can count on.
Power's out.
Comcast Business has you covered with Wi-Fi backup to help keep your business up and running, even when your power goes out.
Everybody in the warehouse good?
Lights are out, but the Wi-Fi's up. Let's power on.
It's from the company with 99.9% network reliability.
Break room, you good?
Can't microwave my burrito, but Wi-Fi's fine. Let's power on.
Power on with the leader in connectivity, Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Learn how to get Comcast Business Internet and Security Edge plus Wi-Fi backup for $59 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement when you add Comcast Business Unlimited Mobile. And ask how to get up to a $600 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Don't wait. Call or go online today. Ends 11/17/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 300 megabit per second internet, Security Edge, and Wi-Fi backup. Eagle bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change.
I'm not trying to brag, but my family and I have the best looking house in our entire neighborhood. Everybody keeps coming up and telling us how great our holiday decorations look. Hey, it's Whip from The Morning Mix. And it's all because of our great friends at It's a Wonderful Light, who did an incredible job with custom design, installation. They do maintenance and takedown too. Visit IAWLight.com for a free consultation and see how they can make your home shine like they did mine. That's IAWLight.com, and make this season the brightest yet.
Rao's homemade pasta sauce is made with tomatoes grown for 874 hours under the Italian sun, then slow simmered in open kettles, like really slow. So even if you're in a rush, tonight's pasta night will taste like you had all the time in the world, or at least 874 hours. And that, my friend, is the deliciousness of Slow. Rayo's Homemade. Make every day delicious.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save 40% on a Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time. To learn more, visit one of our 17 Chicagoland Sleep Number stores or visit sleepnumber.com.
Tired of out-of-control prices? It's the Gift Food and Craft Marketplace, brought to you by Ship Shawana on the Road. Southland Center, Ho-Chunk Nation, Linwood, Illinois, November 9th and 10th. Spend the day tempting your taste buds, discovering unique gift ideas, and exploring hundreds of booths and thousands of products. Southland Center, Ho-Chunk Nation, Linwood, Illinois, November 9th and 10th. Saturday, 9 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 3. It's the Gift Food and Craft Show, brought to you by Ship Shawana on the Road.
You've heard me talk about my friend who the whole time I had known him had been the most active person I knew, the one who couldn't do any of his favorite stuff anymore because of nagging pain in his hip. Hey, it's Whip here from the Morning Mix, and because of that pain, my buddy was really upset and down because he felt like he was just bored in the house and wasting all his time while everybody else was out having fun. So I asked him the obvious question, which is why he didn't try to do something about it. His answer, he couldn't afford to take time off of work, he did not want surgery, and he didn't want to go on a bunch of meds, which is exactly why I told him about QC Kinetics, where they use your own body's healing properties to treat the root cause of your pain. And the best part about their cellular regenerative treatments, there's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. The consultation is free with Saturday appointments available too. Call 312-809-5955. 312-809-5955. Tell them Whip sent you. That's 312-809-5955. QC Kinetics.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Shop Black Friday deals early at JCPenney. Kick off the weekend with women's boots, now $19.99 a pair. Clean up on Home Expressions bath towels, only $2.99 each. Plus, bundle up the fam and outerwear starting at just $17.99. Shop thousands of deals all weekend long at real Black Friday prices. More holiday, bigger savings. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles 11/8 through 11/10. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good morning. It's the Morning Mix.
726, 50 degrees, high around 55 today.
All right, 55 is a speed limit in a Sammy Hagar song. Great. Whip, take it away, my man.
Yeah. All right. Millennials spend 60-plus hours a week. I asked you what you thought it was last time. Anybody have a guess what millennials spend 60-plus hours a week doing?
TikTok.
Okay.
Millennials, wait. I'll say social media.
Okay, this might be part of it. Nikki?
Online shopping.
Okay.
Oh, is it just looking at your
also
phone?
Probably part of it? No, it is sitting down. In other news.
You said that,
oh my God!
Because they are significantly speeding up their biological clocks. You gotta get up, people, get up!
It was so close to being the Will Ferrell, Alex Trebek right there. It was like this.
And it's a poster. Too big. Too strong. Oh, yeah. Too fast.
That's what it felt like. You thought we would react that way.
Give me the hot sauce. Sitting,
you're too shocked. I know what it is. You're just too shocked. You can't believe it, and you don't know how to react to this shocking, stunning news. Sitting down more than 60 hours per week between long commutes, computer-based workdays, and evenings spent streaming content or strolling through social media, researchers warn extended sedentary behavior could be increasing their risk of all kinds of age-related health conditions far earlier than previously thought. So the point here is, previous generations, they got their ass up. Millennials are all sitting down. Too much. Get up. Take a walk. Go outside. Take a breath. All right. Hey, want some more surprising health benefits of things besides getting up? Well, how about the surprising health benefits of really early holiday decorating? How do you like this?
I love it. I'm ready for
it.
You got
to stand up to do it.
Well, that's one thing.
You don't know that.
That is correct. Well, I think that gets in the category of it gets you moving. That is one of the benefits. That's one of the ways it benefits.
That's one of the reasons I've been delaying it.
Yeah.
Because
you got to move. You got to get off TikTok. Exactly. It can boost your mood and reduce stress. Like we call tree time, the good mood headquarters.
It really
is. You walk in there and instantly your mood is elevated.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm decorating today.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm doing.
It can boost your mood and reduce the stress. Also enhances social interactions and connection. I guess if you're doing it with a friend or if you have neighbors who walk by and say, nice decoration there, Petlack, and you say, thanks, Mrs. Jones.
Beautiful social connection, Mrs. Jones.
Come on by for some hot cocoa later.
Well, call first.
We just acted out a scene.
Wow.
And finally, guess what else it does, folks? It gets you thinking. Do I put this here? Do I put this there? Do I want to turn this on?
It's Christmas Tetris.
Yeah, well, that's it.
I thought you were going Dr. Seuss. Do I put this here? Do I put this there? Nope. Do I want it near? Do I want it everywhere?
Well, that would require some planning of me to have to think out that couplet, but you did it. You did it. So anyway, that's why you have health benefits from the early holiday decorating.
Boom.
Okay, in the world of legitimate news this morning, a presidential election has now been called for Donald Trump, according to the Associated Press. So if you're just waking up and you didn't know that was happening, that is happening. We'll let you know if any other updates or candidates say anything or any developments this morning, but that's the big development of the morning. Moving to sports, Blackhawks host the Red Wings tonight. If you hear some chants of Detroit sucks, Nikki will not be taking that personally. She's learned to have a thick skin since moving to Chicago, and she doesn't believe that that's anything mean.
Also a really weird compliment. Hey,
that's true,
you got thick skin.
Well, that's also true.
What?
Thank you.
How does that mean?
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's a real compliment.
Yeah,
thick skin. You're tough,
right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, got it.
Sure, physical characteristic.
You must be from Detroit.
Yeah, you're Detroit tell. Tough. Yeah.
Okay,
hey, Chicago tough.
You raised on motor oil.
Exactly. Bulls in Dallas tonight, and the Bears have traded running back Khalil Herbert to the Cincinnati Bengals. Mixed weather, mostly cloudy and high in the mid-50s this afternoon, back to the low 40s later. Right now, it is 52. Is it really 52? Let me just check.
It's actually 50.
Mostly cloudy and mid-50s, and it's 50 now. Okay, weather brought to you by our good friends, and in this case, our good friends over at the Salvation Army. Right now, many Chicagoans are living paycheck to paycheck and will not be able to put Thanksgiving dinner on the table for friends and family. Help the Salvation Army ensure everyone enjoys a hot Thanksgiving meal. Visit salarmychicago.org and donate today. That's salarmychicago.org. With your Mixed News update, it is 7:30. Coming up in your next Mixed News, a crocodile named Kim Krokdashian is in the news. We'll tell you why. Coming up at 8.
How have you held on to that this long?
It's cruel of
me.
My
God.
I know. I'm a mean guy.
Coming up right now, I mean, jam-packed. It is time for Nikki's soundcheck.
Testing 1-2, 1-2.
Soundcheck. Soundcheck. Yeah. This is Nikki's soundcheck.
Where is it?
On the Morning Mix.
All right, so around, you know, April, March, a lot of us start to plan our spring breaks.
A lot of people
go to Florida. I would say it's a pretty popular break location. Well, if you're thinking about going there, here's a music festival you might want to check out. It's called the Tortuga Music Festival. It's Rock the Oceans Tortuga Music Festival. They've just announced their lineup. It's a 3-day festival, April 4th through April 6th in Fort Lauderdale. So
okay.
If you're headed that way and you hear the ocean a rocking, you know what's going on.
Oh, it must be Tortuga.
It must be Tortuga. So some of the artists on there include Jelly Roll, very cool. So he'll be there on Friday.
Jelly going.
I'm not okay.
Tortuga.
But it's all gonna be alright.
Tortuga.
It will be alright.
Okay.
Means turtle.
We're all gonna be alright.
It's a slow festival.
I'm glad he's doing that because I heard he was going to be spending a lot of time. He's got a new farm.
Yeah,
so he wanted to enjoy a lot of time on his farm, but I'm glad he's still playing shows and stuff like that. That's not geographically that far from his farm in like Tennessee or whatever.
Right. Valid.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's going to go Friday and then you can go back home on the weekend.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Right. He'll be playing, Ludacris will be on that night. And then our buddy Gavin DeGraw. I thought that was pretty cool.
Nice.
On Saturday, we're looking at Keith Urban and then Shaboozy, which by the way, Shaboozy.
Let's give Gavin his moment. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't have any Keith Urban at the ready.
So Saturday, Keith Urban, Shaboozy, which by the way, Shaboozy just released a clip of a brand new song he's releasing. It's called Good News. Take a quick listen to this.
Sensing a theme.
I think it's the same song he already put out.
That's what I mean. Hey, you got a formula. It works.
Hey, so here's what we're going to do. His buddies call him Booze. It's like, hey, Booze, here's what we're going to do. We're going to slow it down a quarter. And that'll be the same song.
It's the high low. The high low. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then one thing that caught my eye in this. So Saturday, they have a band called Ezra Ray Hart.
Huh.
And I look it up online and I'm like, why? I know all these guys. Take a listen, because you know all these guys too.
Oh my God. One more.
Oh my God.
Oh. Wow.
So, yes, they have formed a band. So, you have the lead singer, Better Than Ezra, the lead singer of Sugar Ray, and then Emerson Hart of Tonic.
Emerson Hart.
It's crazy.
Amazing. Get a fast car. And I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives in the bottle, that's the way it is. He said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lit out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburb. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed too fast to feel like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar, see more of your friends.
kids. I always hope for better. So maybe together, you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
The Morning Mix. My bad. I accidentally cut Nikki off at the end of soundcheck. There was more soundcheck to be sounded, and I hit that button too soon, so I apologize.
Well, no, it was Luke Combs. He's the third day.
He's the third day of Tortuga.
He's at the festival.
I apologize. It's such a slow festival.
Tortuga right. Festival in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, we were so focused on the Ezra Ray Hart band.
That's shocking.
That is now, hilarious. But yeah, so Luke Combs will be the headliner on Sunday.
They didn't want to call it Ezra Ray Tonic because the heart is... Because I thought, okay, here's a clip that we played moments ago. It's members of Better Than Ezra, Sugar Ray, and Tonic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what they sound like independently. All right, that's the Sugar Ray part before it was Better Than Ezra. Mark McGrath. I couldn't have named a member of Tonic if you put, you know, a knife to my throat. Would have been able to do it.
He might have done some solo stuff, but it could just be like he may not own the rights to the name Tonic.
The name Tonic, you know, or they're getting confused.
It'll be something like that.
You know how like so many of these bands don't have original lead singers and they tour as them anyway?
I'm just bummed because when you said Ezra Ray Hart, I really thought it was going to be Better Than Ezra Sugar Ray and Corey Hart.
Bring him out.
I mean, am I an idiot? Yeah. Oh. No. So I apologize for cutting you off.
And there was also a band called Bumpin' Uglies, which reggae ska. I just thought that was a fun
name.
Wait,
I know them. Why do I know them?
Because you love that term. But yeah,
I do. I've never done it, but I heard. Maybe that's what it is. We all live in our dreams, you know. That's hilarious.
That is.
Better. What's it called again? Ezra Hart Miller. What is it?
Ezra Ray Hart.
Ezra. What's the actor? Ezra. Who's the Flash?
Ezra Miller?
Yeah, we can't watch his movies. I forget. All right, I'm all torn up. Here we are. Don't know what to do.
Ezra Pound. What was that, like a turn of the last century author?
I thought that was a cake in the menu at Baker Square.
Tomorrow, 610 text, famous Ezras.
That's a very short segment.
Get ready. It's going to be something. You better hold on to your butts because it's coming your way on the Morning Mix. I don't know what else to say, okay? I can't lie another lie. I was reminded by this story. This is a true story that happened to me as a child. This is true. My mother took me to McDonald's as a child. Now, I was somewhere between the age of Happy Meal and just go by yourself. So, I don't know, 10? And I would get at the time, I think it was the number 2. Now it might be the number 4 or 5. But it's the 2 cheeseburger meal. You get 2 cheeseburgers, fries, and a drink. My mother ordered me the 2 cheeseburger meal. I was very excited. She got her fish fillet. We get home. I open my first cheeseburger, and there's no meat in it. It's just cheese and bun with the ketchup and the onions.
Why?
I was like, oh, that's weird, Mom. There's no burger in here. She was like, what? No burger? What? I don't know why my mom is also a parakeet. Yeah. I apologize.
For real. Aaron.
So then I was like, well, let me check the second burger. I opened the second burger, and again, there's no meat. Only cheese. And I was like, Ma, what? I don't understand why there's no... And she's like, well, now my mom's name is Karen. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
She called the manager right away. So she calls the Des Plaines McDonald's on Golf Road near 83. And I remember this so specifically because she called and she was like, my son is here in tears. And I was like, I'm not. In tears because there's no meat on his burger. And I was like, you're making me sound really bad. I'm not crying. Don't tell them. Stop saying I'm crying.
Oh, no, he's flailing on the floor.
Oh, he's throwing things. I'm not. I thought it was funny. Like, I don't know. Why are you saying that? My mom got so irate on the phone. The manager of that McDonald's drove to our house.
What?
With a bag of four cheeseburgers.
Oh.
To calm my husky wearing crying ass.
Wow.
I was like, Mom, I'm not. Stop saying I'm crying.
She's like, shut up and start crying.
I'm not.
Start crying. He's driving.
I know them. Stop.
Wow.
But it happened. We ordered cheeseburgers, and they came just cheese. There was no burger to be had. Just cheese on bun.
That whole thing is actually incredible.
It really is. It
is, especially the conclusion.
He is in tears.
Yeah.
And the guy showed up and looked at me, and he was like, can I see the boy? And I was like, I'm crying now.
Wow.
I'm crying because she's staying. I'm not crying. I swear. Thank God a couple years later, I grew like 8 inches and... Oh, my God. But at the time, I was a husky fella. So it really, the picture had been painted that this chubby boy needed his burgers.
Yeah, it's customer service.
So the manager came to our house and delivered my mom a bag of cheeseburgers to make up for it.
Unreal.
But I just so remember her saying I was crying. I'm like, I'm not crying over cheeseburgers. Can we stop saying I'm crying?
She needed that. She needed it to make the point.
She
yes.
had to put a little extra oomph in the story.
A little pizzazz. Yep.
Well, there's a woman on Reddit who revealed that she ordered a little package of Reese's peanut butter cups. And when she opened the peanut butter cups, they were all missing the peanut butter. So all she had were cups.
They were just solid chocolate?
They were just solid, like hollow chocolate. There was no peanut butter in the middle.
Huh. Factory error.
Right. She shared her experience on Reddit's mildly interesting conversation subreddit. And it struck a chord with over 100,000 upvotes. She said, yeah, I ordered these at Dollar Tree, picked them up, and there was no peanut butter in them.
Wow, maybe they... Okay.
Maybe that's
so
why
she got them
at Dollar
Tree? Yeah, maybe that's... They got, like, the shipment that was not suitable right. for the regular stores.
It's like the food sample sale.
It is. I think that is a lot of stuff at Dollar Tree. I think that's how it ends up there. I'm not even joking.
It happened to my family. It happened to this woman on Reddit. You ever buy something, and then it was missing something? She bought Reese's peanut butter cups and then got home and there was no peanut butter in them.
Wow.
My mom got me the 2-cheeseburger meal when I was 10 and there was no burger on it, just cheese and bun. 312-233-1019. What did you buy or order? And then when it arrived, it was missing something. You bought a Malm bed frame from IKEA and what arrived was just a box of foam.
And a little Allen wrench.
It was like the box in the back that they'd use for the floor sample or something, and somehow you got it. 312-233-1019. You bought it, it arrived, and it was missing something. We're going to get a look at the roads, and then we'll find out.
No, they are not missing stop-and-go travel times, that's for sure. Northbound Tri-State Tollway past Ogden, we have an accident where the left lane is blocked. That is solid traffic from 83rd Street Toll Plaza, so that's been going on all morning. Also, inbound Eden's 19 minutes, Lake Cook to Montrose, outbound 22. Solid traffic on the Kennedy O'Hare to downtown, an hour 16 minutes, outbound 55 minutes. Inbound Eisenhower, an hour 6 minutes, 390 to the old post office, outbound 53. Inbound Stevenson, an hour, 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive, outbound 35 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, 43 minutes from 95th to the interchange, outbound 12 minutes. This traffic report is brought to you by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage has amazing deals on everything you need to refresh your wardrobe and home for fall. Get low prices every day and unique finds at Macy's Backstage today. Find a location near you at macysbackstage.com. Off price, on trend, arriving daily.
You ordered something, it arrived. But it was missing what you needed. Like, how is it missing that part? I don't understand. We did get a text. Did you order the cheeseburgers and say just cheese? No. My mom was like, he'll have the number 2 or whatever the 2-cheeseburger meal was.
That was my next question because she got a fish filet where you'd be like, it's Lent. So they thought they were like doing you a favor by not putting a burger in there. You know what I mean?
Know.
Like, I was like, how would that even happen?
I also know, like, I'm really a no substitutions eater. I just eat whatever's there. So I never would have said No, whatever.
No, there are people who do that. No, yeah. I used to have a girlfriend who was a vegetarian back in the day, and she would order. It was like comical. She would go to McDonald's and order a cheeseburger with no meat, please.
So it's like a weird grilled cheese.
So it happens, yeah. But not for you.
No, I want to clarify. I was not in tears. I don't know why at that moment. It's such a pivotal memory. It's a core memory of me being like, I'm not crying.
Right. I think it's okay.
Stop telling them I'm crying because I don't want them to think I'm crying over burgers. It's okay. I'll be okay. I'll just have a peanut butter jelly with my fries. It's fine.
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
That would have been a great thing for the commercial ad campaign.
Is this the McDonald's on Route 83 and Gulf Road? My boy is in tears over here.
Great.
I'm not crying. It's okay. He's crying. And then the guy showed up at our door with 4 cheeseburgers to make up for it, which I then ate all 4.
As you should have.
I'm growing.
I think that's the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
Oh, dude, that's a Karen Petlak special.
But the delivery of the burgers to your home.
The guy, I mean, she had the guy scared to death.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened without the crying note. So just know.
Not at all.
She knows how to do it.
She knew it. She's like, my boy is crying.
Yep.
And then she was like, shut up. They're going to know you're not crying. You are crying. And then the guy showed up with burgers at our house. A woman bought a 5-pack of peanut butter cups at Dollar Tree, got home to eat them, and there was no peanut butter in them. She shared that on Reddit. And it's happened to you. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you order and what'd you get?
I ordered a chicken Caesar wrap, and when I opened it up, it had the wrap, it had the lettuce, it had the Caesar, and there was no chicken.
Let me get the chicken Caesar wrap, sans chicken, just Caesar. That's this at like a mainstream restaurant?
No, it was a little local place.
All right. Okay, so honest mistake probably, but
Did
I'm
you
missing
go back?
A main part.
Did you tell him you were crying and the manager showed up with 4 chicken Caesar wraps at your door?
No, I did get a free meal out of it afterward. I
nice.
I forgot something.
That's amazing. See, it's you know what?
You
got to go up and say something. I struggle with reporting something. I would just eat it. Maybe it's why. Maybe it goes back to that moment. Maybe I'm still embarrassed. I don't know. Michelle, good morning. What did you order and what'd you get?
I ordered a sofa online and I only got half of it.
Which half? The top, the bottom, the left, the right?
Yeah. It was one of those sectionals where part of it folds out into a bed and the other part is a lounger.
Okay.
And I got the pull out of bed part, but not the lounger. So it ended up being like a 4x4 foot bed. And it was for my daughter, and it was for a Christmas gift. We were turning our spare bedroom into like a little lounge for her. And yeah, so she ended up with a 4x4 foot pullout with only one arm.
And did you ever get the rest of the couch?
Nope. They said the other half was discontinued.
What?
Did you get money back or anything?
They did give me half of my money back.
Because you got half a couch.
Right.
How long did you guys live with half a couch in the lounge room?
Well, it actually stayed in my garage in the box for probably a year. And then I posted it on Marketplace or someplace, I don't remember, and sold it to someone who actually wanted half a sofa for their dog. So it worked out great. Everybody
this
was happy
awesome.
In the end.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
That is the actual definition of turning lemons into lemonade.
It really is. And it just reminds us that the sun, it will come out tomorrow. And in honor of your orphaned couch, we are going to give you a pair of tickets to see Annie the Musical live at Chicago Theater.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And she's got
Thank
that dog.
You. My daughter will love that. She loved that movie. She'll
oh, good, so good.
She got something out of half of the sofa.
She's going to sit there and be like, Mom, I remember watching this show on half a sofa. The memories are forever with me.
And you get a pair of tickets. We won't just give you one. I promise. You'll get to go see Annie Thursday, November 14th at Chicago Theater. It's a celebration of family optimism and how the spirit remains until the ultimate cure for all of hard knocks lives that are thrown your way.
Amazing.
Here's what's incredible.
Funny. Michelle's not alone. We just got a text from a 630. Hey, same thing. We only got half of a sectional couch. They tried to argue they'd given us the whole thing, and I took a photo and said, it's just half.
Man, you're just hiding the other half. That's
right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, you're trying to get another half a couch for free. We know your kind.
We've seen you.
Unbelievable. 847, my son recently bit into a Kit Kat, and there were no wafers. It was just a solid chocolate bar. That's kind of a win.
Well,
nah,
unless your teeth are ready for it.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I wonder if they got it at Dollar Tree, though. That's actually an interesting experiment.
Now, I have kind of an opposite version of this that happened to us this weekend. Just this weekend. I'm just reminded of this. No joke. With the time change, I always like to order breakfast that morning because we're all out of sorts anyway. So I'm like, hey, that'll be a little time change tradition. We'll order breakfast from a local diner. Great. So I order breakfast delivery. So the kids get like waffles. I got pancakes. My wife got some sort of a scramble thing. Great. I ordered a side of sausage and a side of bacon. I'm unpacking the bag and I'm not seeing our side of sausage and bacon. And we had DoorDashed it. I didn't go there. So I was like, okay, well, I didn't get my bacon or my sausage, but it's on my receipt that I paid for it. It's like $12.50 for a side of bacon and side of sausage. So I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't want to be out $12.50. I didn't get anything. What's going on? So I go on DoorDash on the app, and it's like, oh, if you didn't get something, tap here. So I do, and I say, hey, I didn't get my bacon or sausage. And instantly, they were like, no problem. Here's your $12.48 back. Thanks. Done. And I was like, wow, that was quick. Okay, great. Then I pull out a bag that's filled with what I think is butter and syrup and fork and knife. I dump that bag out, and out falls two pieces of sausage and two pieces of bacon.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm like, well, I've already gotten my money back. I complain. Do I now go back and say, I was wrong, I'm so sorry, here's my $12.48 back? So I go on the app, and there's no way to do that. And right. It's like, call your driver. And I'm like, well, he can't help. What's he going to do? So I didn't know what to do. And then I didn't want the bad karma. So I just tipped the driver the $12.48 because I was
okay.
Like, well, I was.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to cheat the system on accident. Sorry.
Yeah. Honest mistake. And then most people would have just said, like, oh, well, it sucks to be them. So it's good that you did what you did.
I'm hoping the restaurant doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
You know?
Right.
Anyway, I got what I said I was supposed to get, but oh well, sorry. Apologies.
No need.
You think I'm in the clear?
Your conscience should be clear.
Okay, great.
Especially after you just confessed.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, will this play into Whip's hot take? We don't know, but we are going to find out at 8:10 and more details on how you can join us for our Morning Mix holiday pop-up party at Tree Time with The Mix.
The Morning Mix. Get The Morning Mix on the go with the free Mix app. Available in the Apple App Store and Google Play. More of The Morning Mix next on today's Variety 101.9 The Mix.
If your family is obsessed with Wicked like most are, you're probably wondering how much streaming and memeing your internet can handle at your kid's next Wicked-themed sleepover. Well, Xfinity Internet is powerful enough to handle hundreds of devices, so you can get a magical connection with fast speeds and amazifying power even when everyone is online at the sleepover. With Wi-Fi that's truly thrillifying, one might even say Xfinity engineers are secretly wizards themselves. And now through December 22nd, get thrillifyingly fast 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for just $35 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included. You can start by calling 1-800-XFINITY or go to Xfinity.com to learn more and keep the magic going from your screen to the big screen and see Wicked only in theaters on November 22nd. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees are extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $66 a month. Actual speeds may vary.
Every day, we rebuild hearts. We remove brain tumors. We find answers. But what we do every day could be one of the biggest things you've ever faced. So here, you'll never face it alone. You'll be treated like the most important patient we've ever had. Because you are. North Shore, Swedish, Northwest Community, and Edward Elmhurst have come together to set a new standard for healthcare. Introducing Endeavor Health.
Happy holidays. Welcome to Total Wireless. How can I help you?
Ay, my phone is panicking. It thinks I'm trading it in.
No worries. At Total Wireless, you get 50% off the Total 5G Unlimited plan when you keep your phone.
Really? 50% off and I get to keep my phone? Wow.
Yep, that's as low as $25 per month for one line when you sign up for AutoPay.
Visit your Total Wireless store today. Restrictions apply. Compatible device required. Available exclusively online and in Total Wireless retail stores.
Waiting for that moment when where you are turns into where you want to be? When the here and now becomes the what's next? Southland, that moment is here, and it's yours to own when you start a career at Wind Creek Casino. We're hiring for hundreds of jobs, from dealers and cooks to valet and security. So what are you waiting for? This is your moment. Apply now at windcreek.com. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm not trying to brag, but my family and I have the best-looking house in our entire neighborhood. Everybody keeps coming up and telling us how great our holiday decorations look. Hey, it's Whip from The Morning Mix. And it's all because of our great friends at It's a Wonderful Light, who did an incredible job with custom design, installation. They do maintenance and takedown, too. Visit IAWLight.com for a free consultation and see how they can make your home shine like they did mine. That's IAWLight.com, and make this season the brightest yet.
Where'd you get that grin right above your chin?
You pump for pumpkin pie? Good news! It's time again for the pumpkin pie concrete at Andy's Frozen Custard. You know it, a whole slice of baked in-store pumpkin pie, blended in, buttery crust and all, with our fresh frozen custard. Pumpkin pie perfection.
With a smile at Andy's, top your day. With a smile at Andy's, top your day.
Many people think all injury lawyers are the same, their experience is the same, and that the outcome of their case will be the same. That's just not true. Hurt in a wreck? Be cautious of which personal injury firm you hire. Look for a law firm with a proven track record of results, like Lerner & Rowe. We've collected billions of dollars for over 150,000 injured people.
Lerner & Rowe are the lawyers for you. Call 222-2222.
Multi-state settlements. Jonathan Faust, managing attorney, 114 East Cermak, Chicago. Some work may be performed by or referred to other attorneys.
You've heard me talk about my friend who the whole time I had known him had been the most active person I knew, the one who couldn't do any of his favorite stuff anymore because of nagging pain in his hip. Hey, it's Whip here from The Morning Mix. And because of that pain, my buddy was really upset and down because he felt like he was just bored in the house and wasting all his time while everybody else was out having fun. So I asked him the obvious question, which is why he didn't try to do something about it. His answer, he couldn't afford to take time off of work. He did not want surgery and he didn't want to go on a bunch of meds, which is exactly why I told him about QC Kinetics, where they use your own body's healing properties to treat the root cause of your pain. And the best part about their cellular regenerative treatments, there's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. The consultation is free with Saturday appointments available too. Call 312-809-5955. 312-809-5955. Tell them Whip sent you. That's 312-809-5955. QC Kinetics.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. It's getting easier for your business to switch to electric vehicles. Learn more at ComEd.com/clean.
Good morning. It's The Morning Mix.
8 o'clock. 50 degrees. Oh. High around 55 today.
Whip, Big Harwowski was just in here. Whip's in his studio. Nikki and I are here. And Big Harwowski looked at the clock and he's like, oh, I got to go in about 30 seconds. I was like, you, we got 8. Can you get out of here?
He's on Big Harwowski time.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got a meeting with the boss. I'm like, oh, we got a show to do. But good to see you in your vineyard vines.
Perfect weather for vests today, guys. Just saying.
Yeah, we should have asked him about his vest. He's in a meeting now. He can't defend the vest talk.
Man, yeah, but the meeting's starting.
This morning, Whip described the weather and brought out a winter coat, which is probably too heavy for today.
Very much so.
And Nikki pointed out that Goldilocks would have been the vest that we were kind of poo-pooing. I don't understand the vest. My friend Jim, our friend Jim, will rock a vest sometimes.
Sure.
You know, but he's a fit guy, so then he wears like the tight shirt and it looks cool.
Or no shirt. I've seen him in just a vest. Chippendale style, you know.
That's an odd look. He pulls it off.
He can walk in. The only guy I know that can walk into like a corporate meeting like Adam Levine would walk on stage. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody's like, well, we should listen to this guy.
Yeah, eventually he just tears the vest off.
Yeah.
Oh, the vest itself is like, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
No shirt, vest, gold chain. It works.
It works great. But you're talking puffy vest. Yeah. And did you wear your vest today?
No, I did a light jacket, and even it was a little too warm for that. Is that what we call that?
Well, remember, a sweater jacket is your shacket. You have a few shackets.
That's kind of a shacket. I'm wearing.
Yeah, it's dangerous to say.
Yeah.
On the radio.
So shacket would be shirt slash jacket?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it a sweater jacket? Is that a shacket? Or no, shirt jacket.
Swacket.
Where'd Swanee go?
Swacket to you.
Yeah.